News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
1,000 new homes could be needed per year out to the middle of the century to meet housing demands, according to the Central Bank. They've just published their quarterly bulletin. Joining us to discuss those figures is the Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald, Marion Finnegan. Marion, good morning. Where did they pull that figure from?
What they've looked at, Jonathan, is the forecast for how, population growth over the next 15 to 20 years and looked at under a variety of different scenarios. Now, they haven't just picked one figure. They have actually a range of figures that they believe under different scenarios. But the particular figure of 52,000 looks at a fairly strong level of population growth, largely led by very strong migration into the country and the movement of the average household size down. And that's particularly important in this scenario because they're in this figure, they're also encapsulating the latent demand or the unsatisfied demand. So over the last 10 years, we've seen a population growth which hasn't translated into the same number of housing completions that you would expect. And therefore, our population are literally squeezed into the standing stock that is available, which has pushed up our average household size. So they're assuming this gets reversed, no, not completely reversed. And you could suggest that it's a little bit of an underestimate if you really wanted to reverse that trend that we've seen over the last 10 years. And that generates the need for about 52,000 households to be built over the period up until 2050. It's slightly higher in the short term. And they do look at other scenarios where the demand in the short term could be anything up to 68,000 houses.
Yeah, which
it's quite a range.
It is quite a range. And considering we're delivering, what, about 34,000 houses this year,
we're
not anywhere close to that. So is it achievable?
It has to be achievable, and that's what's essential in all of this analysis. So we have in the past ramped up supply very, very rapidly. If you think back to the late 1990s and early noughties, and not all of the supply was in the right location, but the market is capable of delivering this. There have been so many obstacles, and in fairness, the depth of the housing crisis really became apparent when you see all of the measures that were put in place to support an increase in supply, and yet that supply has only reached, as you said, last year, 33,700. And I think noise this year that it could get as high as 40,000. So, but getting to 52,000 and higher than that in the short term is absolutely essential, because without that stock in the wider population, then we have a huge constraint on our society. And that's leading to many things like that net outward flow of our young people who are saying, I can't afford to buy. I think we can't even find anywhere to rent. And that's having a big impact on our economy.
The big challenge, of course, is making any of those new homes affordable. Now, the government has a myriad of schemes that are working in part and not working in other. How can they make it affordable? How can they reach that target without falling into the trap that we fell into in the run-up to the crash in 07?
I think, first of all, they have a lot of very significant and good measures to help improve the affordability of the market overall. I'm less worried about that, and I'm more worried about the distribution of those 52,000 houses, as in we can't just focus on first-time buyers, because if you look across our population now, we've got two extreme levels. We've got the young population with a very low level of home ownership level and a very high ownership level in the older population. And if you divide it out again, there is a large quantity of people living in accommodation that is too big for their needs, and a lot of people living in accommodation that's too small. So we have to build more than just first-time buyer homes.
Well, how do we get people to down? Like, the downsizing is the most obvious thing, because if you have someone rattling around or a couple rattling around a four-bedroom house with their kids all gone, they're probably better to move to somewhere more suitable. But right now, there is no incentive to do that. In fact, if anything, it's probably you're sitting there going, well, sure, where am I going to move to that I'll be comfortable in?
And that's hugely important. That's the part of the supply we have to get right. We have to build houses and apartments that are suitable for people to downsize to. That probably means refocusing in on brown sites and redeveloping sites within a community. People typically, as they get older, like to remain in the location where they raise their families. And that is something that we haven't been focused on, but we need to focus on into the future. And the second piece of this is the age-old problem of the rental market. We again, I mean, even in the last week or so, we're talking about, you know, increasing the stamp duty rate so that vulture funds, as they're referred to, are not buying units for the rental market. That is absolutely nonsense. The first step on the ladder for everybody in the housing market is when they move out of their parents' home and either move into student accommodation or rental accommodation. And if we don't get that stock right, then none of the rest of this is going to be a real solution for Ireland.
All right, Marion Finnegan, Managing Director of Sherry Fitzgerald, thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.